So to say something stupid like I worship Christ and not the Bible, it really is just to say, well, I get to make up a Christ who looks just like me, and he speaks secretly inside my head according to this higher secret knowledge I have that's all love and tolerance and rainbows and who knows what. And he gets to tell me what I want to hear, and therefore I'm free to ignore the parts of the Bible that my mouth and my penis and my ego don't like. Well, that's just wrong. Woe to you Pharisees, right? Christ has given you his word outside of yourself for this very reason, because yourself can't be trusted. So if you are to abide in his word, it needs to be his word as we actually know it and he has given it, not your imagination of what his word ought to be. If you abide in his word, in the Holy Scriptures, then you are his disciple and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free, because there he speaks a trustworthy word and you can know it. So again, I think this is related to filial fear, the fear and love of a son, because you're not a slave to sin, nor are you a slave in the house of God, but you are a son, you are free, and you live in God's house as your own house. You come as children to their father, eager for his words of kindness and approval, but also eager for his instruction. How can I be like you? How can I grow strong? And the like. And you want to be a part of his kingdom. You're not trying to take his kingdom from him, but you want to be part of it. You want to help. You want to work with him and for him, to be like him, to like the things that he likes, and so forth.